This is Between the Lines on ESPN Ithaca. Take us on the go with the ESPN Ithaca app. The NJCAA announced plans for the upcoming academic year to move a majority of athletic competition to the spring semester. Sports that are usually played in the fall that involve close contact, like volleyball and soccer, they will be played during the spring months. Winter sports will be pushed back a few months as well. Joining us here on BTL to chat all about that is Athletic Director of Tompkins Cortland Community College, Mick McDaniel. And Mick, as always, thanks so much for the time. For you as a board chairman of the NJCAA, I'm sure you've been heavily involved in the conversations that have taken place about this plan. Can you take me through a bit of a timeline of when this idea was pitched and how it eventually got approved?
Yeah, actually, it was only, it seems just about a month ago that we came out with a return to play for the fall since we shut everything down in the spring. And it was originally the Northeast schools that were very hesitant about being able to return in the fall. So the conversation started mostly with Division III NJCA schools, which, TC3 and all of our regional opponents are members of. And shortly after those conversations, we had different issues and spikes in different states where there's a lot more Division I and Division II schools. So they wanted to take a look at what the Division III Plan B basically was for postponing or delaying fall sports into the spring. So over these last really just a two-week period, all of this information has been developed and gone over by our eligibility committee and by our sports information people and championships people, and really did amazing work to create a semester. You know, when we talk about all sports except for low contact like cross country tennis, to put them all into one semester and make the dates work, at least on a national level. So this plan to move things to the spring really has all come together in the last two or three weeks.
You know, some conferences in the NCAA have come out canceling the fall sports season, and that's it. They've, you know, given no information on the future of fall sports, but you guys have taken the steps to have fall sports get played later on in the spring. Was that always the ultimate goal, to give these kids a chance to play and actually, you know, figure out a plan rather than just temporarily take something away?
Yeah, it really was. I mean, for every level of sports, to cancel programs and not have teams play in the spring just, you know, broke everyone's hearts. And so it's been our goal ever since then to provide as many opportunities as we can to give the chances to play. So every time we would have hurdles thrown up in front of us, we would figure out a different way to potentially engage our student athletes and keep our member institutions and communities, you know, engaged with sports, because it's such an important part of what we do and the whole college experience. So instead of having schools declaring that they were canceling, which was already happening since really April, even in our region of New York, we decided to set a plan so it would add a little bit of stability, so schools would see there's a roadmap. And what we found was that schools were really looking for that top-down decision-making, because I think it really did save an awful lot of programs from just folding all together for the entire year, because at least now we have provided hope. So at TC3, we have strong support to do whatever we can to engage our students and to have these seasons. And that seems to be, a really strong theme through the NJCA.
Mick McDaniel, our guest here on BTL, Athletic Director at Tompkins Cortland Community College, also Board Chairman of the NJCAA. I kind of want to go to your Athletic Director duties here and ask, when did your coaches hear of this news? Were they the first to learn it, I assume, or did this news kind of come out to everybody at the same exact time?
Well, they do have a little bit of inside information from me, but what we were doing as we work through the whole process, we have our Board of Regents members and the people that work on different councils and committees nationally. So we were getting feedback from coaching staffs and from college presidents and folks that are really involved in trying to get their take on things. So they would get a little bit of information, you know, here and there. This might be coming down the road, but it's really no different than any other school was doing. So the plan was basically shared with all of our membership back in the middle of last week. And here's what the agenda looks like, and here's what the ideas look like. So they did have, you know, a little bit of a heads up about that. And then Monday night, just a couple hours after the board approved the new plan, is when we had a Zoom call with all of our coaching staff and our vice president, Greg McCallie, you know, to lay out what the actual plan is with all the tweaks that we had made. So, you know, they knew that there wasn't anything decided until the board voted, but they did have a little bit of inkling about what we may be doing.
What was their initial reaction to it?
I think the major point is that it does give us a chance to have a season for these fall sports. And I think everyone knew that it was either we try something that's completely different and we're going to turn things upside down and put these sports in the spring, or there wasn't going to be any opportunity at all. So, you know, it really was an all or nothing approach, because really after this, there isn't another option to move anything further. And then I just think it gets into what coaches do. You know, you go into strategy and you go into planning. So that's really the stages that we're in right now, is looking how we can put, you know, all of these sports into one semester. And as you know, we're blessed with an amazing athletic facility, but we also need to play against schools that don't have the facilities like we do.
Yeah.
And so we need to make, you know, use of every day of the week and, you know, separate things, because we have multiple sport athletes, and see where that goes. But, you know, now it just gets into to planning and making things look the way they should on paper, and then over-communicating with our student athletes and families to show them what the fall is going to be like and then what we anticipate the spring being like.
What has been the most difficult part for you as an athletic director during this whole thing that we're going through right now?
There's probably a long list there. I think probably the most difficult as an athletic director is that I know how much time our student athletes and families put into getting ready for their college careers. And I know how much time our coaching staff and our campus employees spend with attracting students to TC3. And, you know, we just have all these great hopes and dreams. And this year especially, you know, it's just really disappointing to see on your schedule each day, you know, where we normally have baseball games and softball games, lacrosse games, and, you know, all of them just kind of disappear from your schedule. And you know that with each one of those dates, it's one more day that a student didn't get to participate that day. And, you know, there's opportunities that for 25 years that I've been at TC3, I've seen so many families just enjoy, you know, every bit of what we provide as far as athletics and a campus environment. So knowing that and knowing that they've lost those chances and those months has been the hardest thing. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why we're working so hard to make sure we can provide at least, you know, the chance and have a little bit of sunshine there, you know, that we're looking towards, that we're planning for. And I think that's what the people that love TC3 and love the two-year college experience, that's what they expect of us, so that's what we're going to provide.
At Tompkins Cortland Community College Athletic Director Mick McDaniel joining us here on BTL. Can you take me through some of the health protocols we can maybe expect to see for a return to play?
Yeah, mostly it's the same things that everybody is getting used to now, as far as obviously social distancing. You know, during this fall semester, it's really going to be an opportunity for us to learn what our students are comfortable with, what our protocols are going to mean as far as what our coaches have to adjust to with smaller sizes in team building. And I think what we've learned with, you know, since March is the number of opportunities we can have to meet virtually and not sit in a locker room and talk for an extra half an hour and things like that. So we can really maximize some technical features that we've learned along the way, that we can have team meetings in the evening. They can go back to their rooms or go back to their houses, and we can speak that way and reduce the amount of time that we spend together in that setting. And then I'm hoping that through doing all the things that we do normally and talking about hygiene and good practices and doing the right things when you're away from campus, that will build momentum and will gain understanding. So by the time we do get to our competitive seasons in the spring, we'll have a really good understanding of what we need to do, and the students will understand that. And we're very hopeful that it's a successful fall semester, which I think will build the support for us to be able to actually travel and play against other teams. So a lot of hygiene, you know, a lot of wearing a mask, and just doing the right things and following all the protocols that the state and county have put out for us.
Will there be certain testing that needs to be done for those student athletes who are maybe from different parts of New York? Because let's face it, Tompkins County has handled this pandemic so well compared to other parts of the state and in really the country. And so many of your student athletes do come from different parts of New York where COVID is more prominent. Is there going to be certain testing standards that maybe need to be done for them, or is that something that you haven't quite thought about as of yet?
We're getting there with that. So, for instance, I know that part of a protocol for students that live on campus, if you're going to live on campus in residence life, you will be getting tested before you move in, and we're going to offer those right on our campus, and we're working out the details of that with CUNA Medical.
Great.
And so that's going to be the same thing for student athletes. So with our team docs, that is definitely the recommendation in the protocol, is to have the student athletes checked before we get together with any activity, basically as part of their normal physical exam, but when they get here, and also talk to each one of our students and student athletes about before they arrive on campus to begin classes at the end of August, you know, talking to them again about self-quarantining and doing the right thing before they come. I can say that when we were challenged with shutting down and going virtual in the spring, we really did an awful lot of recruiting within a couple of hours of campus. So I'd say we're in between 65% of our student athletes are relatively local.
Yeah.
But the protocols will be the same regardless of where they're from. But it really is the communicating between now and move-in time about what are the right things to do. And then the really thing that we're dialing in on now is making sure that we have an assessment tool. You know, that's the beginning of each day, and that's college-wide as far as doing a survey or an app that basically checks out how you're feeling that day before you come to campus, and that's being worked on now, you know, college-wide for us.
It sounds like you guys are taking the right steps and making it all work, and glad to see, like I said, that for now, at least, the fall sports season will be played in the spring and that you guys have that solidified. Mick, thanks so much for a couple of minutes. Really do appreciate it, and hopefully you get a little bit of downtime to enjoy the summer a little bit, but I really do appreciate a couple of minutes, okay?
Yeah, enjoy it as always. Anytime. Thanks, Nick.